This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Two top U.S. Homeland Security officials defended the Trump administration's border policies on Capitol Hill Wednesday. It's a day after newly released data showed a spike in the number of undocumented families crossing into the United States. Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen and Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection Kevin McClellan face lawmakers' questions over how arriving asylum seekers and undocumented migrants are treated in U.S. custody, as well as the extent to which President Donald Trump's declaration of a national emergency along the southern U.S. border aligns with the situation on the ground. The Venezuelan government has ordered the expulsion of Germany's ambassador because of his support of opposition leader Juan Guaido, who was engaged in a political battle with President Nicolas Maduro. The government said in a statement that Ambassador Daniel Kriener had 48 hours to leave for what it said was Kriener's meddling in Venezuela's internal affairs. The order came after Kriener met with Guaido at a Caracas airport Monday. Upon Guaido's return to the country, Guaido, recognized by the U.S. and about 50 other nations as Venezuela's interim leader, returned home on a commercial flight following a tour of Latin American countries in defiance of a court-imposed travel ban. Guaido called for Maduro's ouster at a rally shortly after his return. Guaido supporters contend that last year's re-election of Maduro, who was supported by Russia, was invalid. Washington is ratcheting up pressure on Ankara over its decision to buy a Russian missile system, which was confirmed last month by Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Senior U.S. diplomats held talks this week in the Turkish capital to lobby against the sale, as Washington warns of grave consequences. Deputy Assistant Secretary Matthew Palmer met Wednesday with the senior Turkish officials in the latest diplomatic effort to block Ankara's procurement.